Yesterday we were reading how by carefully chanting the sweet holy names every day, a natural relish awakens within the tongue, and the disease of ignorance is gradually destroyed at the root. Gradually, step by step. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions the steps. Ruchi, Ashakti, and Bhav, the relish increases, and the ignorance decreases. We also discussed how Bhav is very rare. There are six characteristics of pure devotional service mentioned in Nectar of Devotion. Two apply especially in the stage of sadhana bhakti, two in the stage of bhava bhakti, and two in the stage of prema bhakti. So the first two characteristics, kleshakni, pure devotional service brings relief from material distress. And Shubhada, pure devotional service, brings auspiciousness, are prominent even in the stage of sadhana bhakti. And Sudurlabha, pure devotional service, is rarely achieved. And Moksha Lagatu Krit, pure devotional service, minimizes the value of liberation, are prominent in the stage of bhava bhakti. So why is bhava bhakti rare? Rupa Goswami gives two reasons. One reason is that even if one performs sadhana bhakti, but if he has no taste or attachment, then even after performing sadhana bhakti for a long time, he cannot achieve bhava bhakti. Of course, the same principle applies to any activity. If we don't have enthusiasm, we won't be successful, as Srila Prabhupada mentions in Nectar of Instruction. But the other reason is that bhava bhakti is given by the mercy of Krishna. And he doesn't give bhava bhakti very easily. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami quotes the same verses that Rupa Goswami quotes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And he explains how the fallen souls in Kali Yuga can achieve bhava bhakti. Adilila, chapter 8, text 16. Bahujanma kariyadi shavana kirtana tabutana paya krishna pade premadana. If one is infested with the 10 offenses in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, despite his endeavor to chant the holy name for many births, he will not get the love of Godhead, which is the ultimate goal of this chanting. We also discussed how chanting without offense brings perfection very, very quickly. Then these are the verses from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Gyanata sulava muktir muktir yagyadi punyata sayam sadhana sahasrair Hari Bhakti Sudurlabha. By cultivating philosophical knowledge, one can understand his spiritual position and thus be liberated. And by performing sacrifices and pious activities, one can achieve sense gratification in a higher planetary system. But the devotional service of the Lord is so rare that even by executing hundreds and thousands of such sacrifices, one cannot obtain it. So, jnanata sulabha mukti. By jnana one gets mukti very easily. And bhukti yogyadi punyata. Similarly, one gets sense enjoyment by performance of sacrifices and pious activities very easily. But sadhana sahasrayi hari bhakti sudurlabha. Even by doing sadhana thousands of times, hari bhakti, that means here bhava bhakti, sudurlabha, is very rare. Of course, Jiva Goswami has explained that jnana and karma are weak. And without bhakti, they cannot bring success. So here, according to Jiva Goswami, the verse means that by jnana misra bhakti, that means jnana mixed with bhakti, one can get mukti very easily. And by karma misra bhakti, that means karma mixed with bhakti, one can get material elevation very easily. But by mixed devotional service, one cannot get bhava bhakti. Only by pure devotional service can one get bhava bhakti. In other words, one should have no desire for bhukti or mukti, and then he can get bhava bhakti. And we also read how if one observes Kartik Vrata outside Mathura Mandala, he can get mukti or mukti, but not bhakti. But if one observes Kartik Vrata in Mathura Mandala, he can get bhakti. And the explanation is that only one who is free from desires for bhukti and mukti can get bhakti. So if one performs Kartik Vrat in Vraja, he can get the qualification for bhakti, which is to give up the desires for bhukti and mukti. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj instructs Naisham Matirna Krishne Parato Svatova Mito Vipadyeta Grihavritanam Naisham Matis Tavad Uru Pramangrim Sprishat Yanartha Pagamo Yadartha Mahiyasham Padarajo Bishekam Niskinchinanam Navranita Yavat. The purport is that one cannot obtain Krishna bhakti except from a pure devotee. That is the secret. Text 18. Krishna yadi chute bhakte bhukti mukti diya Kabu prema bhakti na dena rake na lokeya. If a devotee wants material sense gratification or liberation from the Lord, Krishna immediately delivers it. But pure devotional service he keeps hidden. Then the second verse from Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu. Rajan Patir Gurur Alam Bhavatam Yadunam Daivam Priya Kulapati Kwachaking Karova Astvevam Anga Bhagavan Bhajatam Mukundo Muktim Dadati Karichit Swanabhakti Yogam. The great sage Narada said, "My dear Maharaj Yudhisthira, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is always ready to help you. He is your master, guru, worshipable deity, very dear friend, and head of your family. Yet sometimes he agrees to act as your servant or order carrier. You are greatly fortunate because this relationship is only possible by bhakti yoga. The Lord can give liberation, mukti, very easily, but he does not give one bhakti, means bhava bhakti, because by that process he is bound to the devotee. So, bhava bhakti in any case is very rare. And in any case, we chant the holy name with offenses, even if we try not to, but still we can't avoid them. So what hope is there for us? Text 20. Hena prema sri chaitanya dilayata tata jagai madhe paryanta anira kakata. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has freely given this love of Krishna everywhere and anywhere, even to the most fallen, such as Jagai and Madhai. What then to speak of those who are already pious and elevated? In other words, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can awaken dormant love for Krishna. Swatantra Ishwara Prema Niguda Bandara Bilala Yare Tare Nakaila Vichara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, is fully independent. Therefore, although it is the most confidentially stored benediction, He can distribute love of Godhead to anyone and everyone without consideration. Adyapi hadeka chaitanya nama yelaya Krishna preme pulakashu vivala sehaya. Whether he is offensive or inoffensive, anyone who even now chants Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda is immediately overwhelmed with ecstasy and tears fill his eyes. Purport, I should have known that. The Prakrita Sahajiyas, who chant Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam, have very little knowledge of the Bhagavad conclusion, and they hardly follow the Vaishnava rules and regulations. Yet because they chant Bhajai Nitai Gaur, their chanting immediately invokes tears and other signs of ecstasy. Their ecstatic tears will, of course, help them in the long run, for as soon as they come in contact with a pure devotee, their lives will become successful. So here Srila Prabhupada is highlighting the fact that if we chant the names of Nitai Gaur, we can get their mercy and develop some ecstatic sentiments, and then we can chant Hare Krishna without offense, and then we can get love of Godhead. Nityananda Balitehaya Krishna Premodaya Olaya Sakala Anga Ashuganga Vaya. Simply by talking of Nityananda Prabhu, one awakens his love for Krishna. Thus all his bodily limbs are agitated by ecstasy, and tears flow from his eyes like the waters of the Ganges. Krishna namakare aparadira vichara. Krishna balile aparadira nahaya vikara. There are offenses to be considered while chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, one does not become ecstatic. Tadasma saram hridayam batedam yadgri hamana harinam adeyai navikridiye tapyada vikaro netre jalam gatraruhe shuharsha. If one's heart does not change, tears do not flow from his eyes, his body does not shiver, nor his hands stand on end as he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it should be understood that his heart is as hard as iron. This is due to his offenses at the lotus feet of the Lord's holy name. So if we chant and we don't manifest symptoms of ecstasy, and the heart does not change, what is the reason? Because of offenses. Eka Krishna name kare sarva papa nasha premera karana bhakti karena prakasha. Simply chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without offenses vanquishes all sinful activities. Thus pure devotional service, which is the cause of love of Godhead, becomes manifest. Premera udayahaya premera vikara svedakampa pulakade gadgada shudara. Anayase bhavakshaye krishnera sevana eka krishna namera phale pae etadana. As a result of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one makes such great advancement in spiritual life that simultaneously his material existence terminates and he receives love of Godhead. Just like in the verse, one's ignorance is vanquished and one develops taste. The holy name of Krishna is so powerful that by chanting even one name without offense, one very easily achieves these transcendental riches. So, Srila Prabhupada comments, or quotes Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that if one takes shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, follows their instructions to become more tolerant than the tree and humbler than the grass, and in this way chants the holy name of the Lord, very soon he achieves the platform of transcendental loving service to the Lord, and tears appear in his eyes. There are offenses to be considered in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but there are no such considerations in chanting the names of Lord Nityananda. Therefore, one should first approach Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, or worship Guru Gauranga, and then come to the stage of worshiping Radha Krishna. In our Krishna consciousness movement, our students are first advised to worship Guru Gauranga, and then, when they are somewhat advanced, the Radha Krishna deity is installed. One should first take shelter of Gaura Nityananda in order to reach, ultimately, Radha Krishna. So, knowing how fallen we are in Kali Yuga, and how merciful Lord Chaitanya is to fallen souls, Srila Prabhupada arranged ISKCON in such a way that all devotees are always engaged in serving Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Because by serving Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they become freed from offenses. And by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they become eligible to chant Hare Krishna and worship Radha and Krishna. And the process is very nicely explained in a song by Narottam Das Thakur, which Srila Prabhupada quotes here in this report. Gauranga balite habe pulaka sarir, hari hari balite nayane babe nir. Arakabe nitai chandera karuna haibe, samsara vasana mora kabe tuja habe. Vishaya chadya kabe shuddha habe man, kabe hama herava shri vrindava. In the beginning, one should very regularly chant Sri Gauranga's holy name, and then chant the holy name of Lord Nityananda. Thus one's heart will be cleansed of impure desires for material enjoyment. Then one can approach Vrindavan Dham to worship Lord Krishna. Unless one is favored by Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, there is no need to go to Vrindavan. For unless one's mind is purified, he cannot see Vrindavan, even if he goes there. Actually, going to Vrindavan involves taking shelter of the six Goswamis by reading Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vidagdha Madhava, Lalita Madhava, and the other books that they have given. In this way, one can understand the transcendental loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. So the process is that first one worships Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, or chants the holy names of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Then one's mind becomes purified, and he's able to understand Vrindavan or enter Vrindavan. But to actually understand Vrindavan and enter Vrindavan, one should take shelter of the six Goswamis and understand the teachings of the six Goswamis. Then one can understand Vrindavan and the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna, which means the deity of Radha and Krishna or the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna. Kabe hama bhuja bhavse yugala piriti. In order to understand Radha and Krishna, worship them, and engage in their loving service, one must be guided by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and the six Goswamis, Lord Chaitanya's direct disciples. So, now to come to your point, we were reading how just by chanting the holy names of Gaur Nityananda, one should feel ecstatic symptoms. But even then we don't feel much of the time. So what is the problem? I was thinking the problem is that along with chanting Gaur Nityananda, we are also chanting Hare Krishna. And because of the offenses we commit while chanting Hare Krishna, we can't get the result of chanting Gaur Nityananda. So first we should stop chanting Hare Krishna and just chant the holy names of Gaur Nityananda. Then we'll feel ecstasy when we chant Gaur Nityananda. And then we can chant Hare Krishna without offenses. A neophyte student who is not sufficiently educated or enlightened should not indulge in the worship of Sri Radha and Krishna or in the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. I'll read it again. A neophyte student who is not sufficiently educated or enlightened should not indulge in the worship of Sri Radha and Krishna or in the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Even if he does so, he cannot get the desired result. One should therefore chant the names of Nitai Gaur and worship them without false prestige. Since everyone within this material world is more or less influenced by sinful activities, in the beginning it is essential that one take to the worship of Guru Gauranga and ask their favor. For thus, despite all his disqualifications, one will very soon become qualified to worship the Radha Krishna Vigraha. Actually, in Africa, Srila Prabhupada told the devotees at first that they should just teach the Africans to chant Nitai Gauranga, not Hare Krishna, because he was afraid they would commit offenses and then they wouldn't get the result. So he told the devotees that they should just teach them to chant Nitai Gauranga and worship Gaur Nitai. No Hare Krishna and no Radha Krishna. It should be noted in this connection that the holy names of Lord Krishna and Gaura Sundar are both identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, one should not consider one name to be more potent than the other. Considering the position of the people of this age, however, the chanting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name is more essential than the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most magnanimous incarnation and his mercy is very easily achieved. Therefore, one must first take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktarinda. By serving Gaur Nityananda, one is freed from the entanglements of material existence and thus becomes qualified to worship the Radha Krishna deity. So, the obvious question that arises is, why do we chant Hare Krishna in our fallen condition? And Srila Prabhupada answered when one devotee asked him in the early days. Srila Prabhupada answered that because Lord Chaitanya chanted Hare Krishna, we chant Hare Krishna. But if we're sincere and serious, we should judge the effects of chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. And if we find that our mind is too disturbed by offensive thoughts means any thought outside Krishna consciousness, then it may be worthwhile to actually spend the time and energy to chant the names of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda before we rush into chanting Hare Krishna just because we want to finish our rounds. Because everything depends on the quality. And without really being in proper consciousness, if we just rush into chanting Hare Krishna, we won't get the result because the quality won't be there. So we should chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Pray to Guru, pray to Gauranga, pray to the holy name to be merciful to us and allow us to chant nicely. Because we actually do not have sufficient strength to chant the holy name. So we need mercy. So in a humble mood, knowing that the holy name is Krishna himself, or Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna themselves, we should beg Guru, beg Gauranga, beg the holy names of Gauranga and Nityananda to give us their mercy so that we can approach the holy names of Radha and Krishna. And pray to the holy name of Hare and Krishna to give us their mercy.
Obviously, Puri Mahaprabhu was very enlightened. then Sivashmandu insisted on taking Sri Vajita. He was not. And then he pointed out, all this entire crowd are chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya. If you snub me, you can silence me. But how you can snub all these thousands? And then what resulted ultimately into that is not very clear. Perhaps I point out to you.
You're saying Lord Chaitanya did not approve of the chanting of Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
He's not.
Because he was playing the part of a devotee. So he didn't want his name to be chanted. He wanted Krishna's name to be chanted.
He wants to remain in hiding, that is all right. But what is the advice to us?
What is the advice to you?
All of us.
You should chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. If you chant the holy name of Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya will be pleased. And if you chant the holy name of Chaitanya, Nityananda will be pleased. And then chant Hare Krishna. When you chant the holy name of Radha, Krishna will be pleased. And when you chant the holy name of Krishna, Radha will be pleased. So everyone will be pleased. And you will be pleased, and then we will be pleased. One more verse, which purport is very instructive. Svatantra Ishwara Prabhu Atyanta Udara Tanrena Bajile Kabu Nahaya Nistara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead, is greatly magnanimous. Unless one worships him, one can never be liberated. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur here remarks that one should not give up the worship of Radha Krishna to worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By worshipping either Radha Krishna or Lord Chaitanya alone, one cannot become advanced. One should not try to supersede the instructions of the six Goswamis, for they are acharyas and very dear to Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur sings, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Aibe Akuti Kave Hama Bhuja Vase Yugala Piriti. One must be a submissive student of the six Goswamis, from Srila Rupa Goswami to Raghunath Das Goswami. Not following their instructions, but imagining how to worship Gaurasundar and Radha Krishna is a great offense. So, in other words, we should follow in parampara. Follow the six Goswamis. And the six Goswamis have taught us to chant the holy names of Gaur-Nitai and Hare Krishna. Worship the deities of Gaur-Nitai and Radha Krishna. So, being influenced by such statements as we read, we should not give up the worship of Radha Krishna either. But we should worship Radha Krishna and Nitai Gaur-Sundar. Now, in the seventh chapter of the Adi Lila, Lord Chaitanya enacts the pastime of developing Bhava Bhakti. His spiritual master had told him, who is Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master? Ishwarapuri. Ishwarapuri told him that you should not indulge in discussing Vedanta, but you should just engage in chanting Hare Krishna. And by chanting, Lord Chaitanya developed ecstatic symptoms, which come in Bhava Bhakti. So, So, and the goal of sadhana bhakti is bhava bhakti. So when Lord Chaitanya showed signs of having achieved bhava bhakti, Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master was exceedingly pleased. And he felt that his mission was successful because his disciple had achieved transcendental love of Godhead. So I'll just read a little and then we will go on to the next verse. When Lord Chaitanya developed ecstatic symptoms, he thought, what is happening to me? Maybe my intelligence is being covered. Maybe some illusion is overwhelming me. So he approached his spiritual master. Text 81. Kiba mantra dila gosani kiba tarabala japite mantra karila pagala pagala. Bad. My dear Lord, what kind of mantra have you given me? I have become mad simply by chanting this Maha Mantra. So here we come back to quality in chanting. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays in his Shikshastakam, Yugaitam Nimishena Chakshusa Pravishayitam Sunyaitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahename. O Govinda, feeling your separation, I'm considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I'm feeling all vacant in the world in your absence. Separation, in other words. When my spiritual master heard all this, he smiled and began to speak. Krishna nama maha mantra eta swabhava ye jape tara krishna upajaye bhava. It is the nature of the Hare Krishna maha mantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops his loving ecstasy for Krishna. Purport. In this verse it is explained that one who chants the Hare Krishna mantra develops bhava, ecstasy, which is the point at which revelation begins. Krishna begins to actually reveal himself to the devotee. Of course, he reveals himself all along through the holy name, through the deities and so on. But in bhava, he reveals himself directly. A neophyte disciple begins by hearing and chanting, associating with devotees and practicing the regulative principles. And thus he vanquishes all of his unwanted bad habits. That is Shraddha, Sadhu, Sangha, Bhajana, Kriya, Anartha, Nivritti. In this way he develops attachment for Krishna and cannot forget Krishna even for a moment. A sincere student orally receives the holy name from the spiritual master, and after being initiated, he follows the regulative principles given by the spiritual master. When the holy name is properly served in this way, automatically the spiritual nature of the holy name spreads. In other words, the devotee becomes qualified in offenselessly chanting the holy name. So, because the holy name is actually Krishna, we cannot really touch the holy name with material senses. Therefore, the senses have to be purified. Sevan mukhi ijivado svayam evas puratana. When the senses are purified, then we can chant without offense. And then the holy name reveals himself to be Krishna himself. Everything. Form, qualities, associates, pastimes, everything. When one is completely fit to chant the holy name in this way, he is eligible to make disciples all over the world, and he actually becomes Jagat Guru. Then the entire world, under his influence, begins to chant the holy names of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Then Srila Prabhupada mentions that by serving the holy name, by preaching the holy name, by spreading the holy name, one gets the mercy of the holy name. As devotees propagate the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the general population of the entire world gets the opportunity to understand the glories of the holy name. While chanting and dancing or hearing the holy name of the Lord, one automatically remembers the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And because there is no difference between the holy name and Krishna, the chanter is immediately linked with Krishna. Thus connected, a devotee develops his original attitude of service to the Lord. In this attitude of constantly serving Krishna, which is called bhava, one always thinks of Krishna in many different ways. One who has attained this bhava stage is no longer under the clutches of the illusory energy. When other spiritual ingredients such as trembling, perspiration, tears, etc. are added to this bhava stage, the devotee gradually attains love of Krishna. Any questions about text 7? Now we proceed to text 8. Tat nama rupa charita adi su kirtana anusritya kramena rasana manasi niyojya tishtan vraje tat anuragi jana anugami kalam nayat akilam iti upadesha saram tanna marupa charita di sukirtananu smrityo kramena rasana manasi niyojya tishtan vraje tad anuragi jananugami kalam nayat akilam ityupadesha saram tat of Lord Krishna. Nama, the holy name. Rupa, form. Charita adi. Character, pastimes, and so on. Sukirtana. In discussing or chanting nicely. Anusmrityo. And in remembering. Kramena. Gradually. Rasana. The tongue. Manasi. And the mind. Niyojya. Engaging. Tishtan. Residing. Vraje. In Vraja. Tat. To Lord Krishna. Anuragi. Attached. Jana. Persons. Anugami. Following. Kalam. Time. Nayat. Should utilize. Akilam. Full. Iti. Thus. Upadesha. Of advice or instruction. Saram. The essence. The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Vraja, Goloka Vrindavan Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service. So, anusmritya means remembering, and manasi means the mind. Srila Prabhupada quotes, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajat ante kalevaram tam tam evaiti konteya sadatad bhava bhavita. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. So we should practice remembering Krishna always, so that at the time of death we will remember Krishna. And then we can go to Krishna. But Krishna does not exist in isolation. Krishna exists with his devotees in his abode, where he performs pastimes. So remembering Krishna really means remembering Krishna in his pastimes with his devotees in his Vrindavan. Then we can achieve the service of Krishna. If we just think of Krishna in isolation, what will we achieve?
Super soul.
We might get Sayujya Mukti merging into the form of Krishna, or Sarupa Mukti. But to really enter the service of Krishna, we should be thinking of Krishna with his devotees as they engage in their service to Krishna. And thinking of them in their service to Krishna at the time of death, we will attain our goal and we will be able to serve Krishna as they serve. We can think of the example of King Bharat. King Bharat had actually achieved the stage of Bhava. But in the forest he became attached to a deer, and at the time of death he happened to think of the deer. And therefore he was given the body of the deer in the next life. How could someone as advanced as King Bharat, who was the emperor of the world, who gave up his wife, his children, his kingdom, his opulences, as if they were nothing but a stool, how could he become attached to a deer? So attached that he neglected his spiritual practices. Neglected his spiritual practices means that while worshipping the Lord, his mind was with the deer. He wasn't really thinking of the Lord. He was going through the motions of worship, but his mind was with the deer, so he was considered fallen. And at the time of death, his mind was with the deer. How could it happen? Srila Prabhupada and other authorities have commented. First, that King Bharat left the association of devotees. When he was becoming attached to the deer, becoming involved with the deer, he didn't consult any spiritual master or devotee. And we read, and we can repeat again, that the association of devotees is essential. By the association of devotees, one develops Krishna consciousness, one develops faith in Krishna consciousness. And even after achieving love of Godhead, the association of devotees is still essential. So he had no association of devotees, and he did not consult any spiritual master or devotee when he was getting involved with the deer. Srila Prabhupada comments that he willfully, means King Bharat willfully, chose to become involved with the deer. He was not forced to, but he chose to, even at the expense of his spiritual life. Even after having given up so much, done so much service, performed so many austerities, still, after everything, he chose to become infatuated with the deer. And he's, in one sense, lost everything. Although in another sense, he recovered everything by the mercy of the Lord. But he had to take two extra births. So, we have to be careful at every stage. To always remember Krishna and never forget him. Due to sentiment for the deer, Bharat Maharaj forgot the Lord. So everything was lost. So we have to be very careful. We have to be very careful. So we will end now, because the time is over, and then we'll discuss more fully the purport to text 8 tomorrow. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Pengalam ki jai.